I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. 26-year-old Zion Gibson of Lovington, who was charged in the shooting death of his estranged girlfriend, Rosa Elena Trujillo, on May the 23rd, had charges against him amended on Wednesday. Lovington Police Chief David Miranda elaborates.
After reviewing the totality of the case, and we've had a couple weeks to put together evidence, the district attorney recommended that some charges be amended more closely apply to what actually happened. First charge is capital murder, which was previously an open count of felony one murder. The charge of aggravated burglary with a deadly weapon has been added. Charge of breaking and entering has been added. Child abuse was there originally. Negligent use of a deadly weapon and criminal damage to property of a household member.
According to reports, the couple's four-year-old daughter witnessed the incident. Gibson fled the scene, but hours later he was arrested in Arizona. Miranda hopes that Gibson will be back in Lovington by the end of the week. The city of Eunice will be seeking a new city manager after Jordan Yutzi's contract was not renewed. During a closed session meeting, counselors were split 4-4 on whether to retain him or let him go. And it came down to Mayor Billy Hobbs to break the tie, which he did, not in favor of Yutzi.
I just feel like the direction of the city was just need to go in a different direction on views.
And the city of Lovington will be interviewing for a new treasurer after Tawny Kennedy, who was hired a few months ago, was terminated from her position on Wednesday. That according to Lovington Mayor Robbie Roberts. Roberts was told of the firing later in the day and was not happy about it. The sale of public land here in Southeast New Mexico to the oil and gas industry was delayed again by the Federal Bureau of Land Management. A federal judge in Louisiana filed an injunction against the pause on leasing, including a sale of about 500 acres of public land on six parcels in Lee and Chavez counties. That lease sale was scheduled for today. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.